Hello everyone, my name is Rosales and welcome to this episode about the new part about the mystery of somebody like zombies, yummy. And sorry if I didn't upload the episode. Well, first I want you to enjoy this new episode. Yeah. Well, now, welcome to the German Zombie Apocalypse. Today is March 20 of 2032. And sorry if I didn't upload the episode early or in the morning, but I didn't get information because yesterday I get a new video game and I was playing this video game because I was waiting for that, I don't know, half an year. And also because it was like a little party of my brother, so it was busy and I didn't have time to do the script. So today, now I have a longer script about the main story, so let's start. Well, first, the last episode I mentioned that it was the last part of the second saga. No, sorry. And the last episode, Maxis was corrupted by the Dark Aether. He, with Samantha, came to Agartha. He destroyed the Earth. He destroyed the humanity. And after that, Maxis dead because Monty said, like, you make a lot of things. Get out of here. Monty just vanished. Maxis and was like, phew. And today is the new episode and the continuation. The new episode, because I don't know how to say it, like continuation about this. So let's start. First, the third saga is called The Universe 63. I will tell you, I actually don't know why Universe 63. But it has relation. I will tell you what happened in this new universe. First, in this universe, Samantha is in the paradise of Agartha with her father, with Maxis. She's not influenced or corrupted by the pyramid and the Dark Aether. And she noticed that she noticed the bad person that his father is. So she escapes. So she escapes and tries to stop him. She escapes, like I said, and she contacts with another Maxis from another dimension, from another universe called Universe 63. First, in this universe, it was like the same situation, the same sucesos. Let me just search how can you say suceso, because I actually don't remember sucesos. Events! It was easy. The same events that in the original. Let's call it like this. The universe that the Earth was destroyed, Maxis destroyed the humanity and the Earth. Let's call it like the original universe. The original universe. And the new one, like I said, the Universe 63. So we have the Arena Universe and the Universe 63. Original 63. And that's all. And Samantha say, hey, my father is not good in all the aspects, so I have to contact someone to help me to stop him. So, the first universe that I told you, I will try to clear this if you have problems. First, the first universe that I told you that is gonna be the original universe was the one that Samantha was on the pyramid. There was a war on the moon, like they say, let's launch some missiles. Yes, some rockets, some missiles, and the Earth was destroyed. Now Samantha went to the Universe 63 searching help, where all the situations were the same, but with some changes. And now we will forget the Destroy Universe, the original universe. We will forget it. And now let's focus on the Universe 63. Why? Because the original universe is like, yes, it happened a lot of the events. It enters a lot of personal, no, personal, no. It entered a lot of main characters, for example, Maxis, Richtofen, Samantha, Nikolai, Dempsey, Nico Takeo, also the George Romero, Shangri-La, the other girl that was with George Romero filming the movie. Alright, the big T's, I don't exactly remember that it was Tollinger, Rossman. I don't remember the girl, let me see. Because I don't exactly remember the name of the girl. Let me see, I have it here. Misty. Misty and Marlton. The universe, the original universe, enters all these characters. And now it's like that was like the introduction to all these characters. So let's take this apart and now let's continue with the Universe 63 that have all the same characters but some cases change. So in the first universe we will meet a new Richtofen and a new Maxis that these two are now good persons. Because why? Well, you say, well, hey, but why Richtofen is good? Because if you remember, in the original universe, Maxis was also good at the beginning. He was like, hey, I just want to help. I just want to investigate the element 115. And the bad person, the enemy, was Richtofen because he touched the pyramid. They invented the teleporter. He went to the moon. He touched the pyramid and he was corrupted by the Dark Aether with his wish to go to Agartha. That was all the beginning of this bad event. So let's continue, because now they both are good, they're good persons, and you will say, hey, but why? Well, good persons, good people, good scientifics. It all was the same events. There was a war between humans and Apoticons. Maxis and Richtofen were scientifics. But here is the first change between these universes. The first change was that Richtofen lost his parents. So Maxis adopts him and became his tutor. Now, I don't know why. Or I don't know how, because if you see in the previous episodes that I upload, that it was like a meme match that shows Richtofen and Maxis. As you can see, both of them are are like in the same age. Because let's say, I don't know, for example, Richtofen has 40 years, and Maxis looks like be older, but not too older to be like a father. He looks like, I don't know, 60 years, I don't know, something like that. And for me, it's like, how Maxis adopted Richtofen that is almost the same age? Like, hey, something strange, something confused, but okay. Yes. Well, that was the first change that in this universe was, well, in this universe appears. That Richtofen was like the child that like the son of Maxis. And well, years later about this, they found the group 935 like in the previous universe. And now the second change is that they found the element 115 that they called Divinium. In the previous universe, they called it just like element 115. But now they called Divinium thanks to a diary written by a Templar named Pablo Marinus. I don't know if I can say like Pablo Marinus or Pablo Marinus. I think that it's gonna be Pablo Marinus. Who wrote the existence of the Dark Aether, the Apoticons, and the existence of the element 150 in the north of France. So, sorry. As you remember, at the beginning of the story, there was a fight between Apothecans and humans. And there was a war between humans, Apothecans, and Fush. And I don't know exactly if all of them were Templarios, but one of them was Pablito, Clavon Clavito. And, well, if you, like, I will say about this, because, well, it had relation with the Divinium, well, with the Divinium. If you play Call of Duty Black Ops, well, Zombies, Black Ops 3 Zombies, well, I will not say the entire name, I will not say the entire name, that is Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies 3. So, to distinguish all these video games, I will just say Zombies 3, that is equals to Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies 3. Zombies 2 is it's Black Ops 2, and Zombies is the first game, or Zombies 1 is the first game, and that's all, because I don't want to say the entire name, because I'm too lazy, sorry. Well, this Divinium means Zombies 3, you will find it like a little bottles, like a little bottles that are like in when you see in the laboratory, or in the, yes, in the laboratory, I think that is the name in English. In all the movies, there are like a little tubes of glass that contain some liquids, and in this case, these little tubes of glass, they are in Zombies 3, they are called Liquid Divinium. As you can see, this is part of the element 115, and in this case, in Zombies 3, you can do, well, you can use this, how can I say it, this Liquid Divinium to create bubble gums, which they will. These bubble gums can help you in the, well, while you're playing. For example, there are bubble gums that, well, I will just mention some of the common bubble gums. For example, one is, I don't know how to say it in English, but is that there's like a purple bubble gum that if you get it, you eat it, you will be invisible for the zombies for 10 or 15 seconds, I think. So another one is that you can get a max ammo, or you can get a kaboom, or the most common bubblegum that is in Spanish, abastecimiento de poder. In English, I don't know exactly remember the name. That is, if you use the bubblegum, you will have all the power-ups. If you, let's say, you're in the middle, you eat it, and in front of you, around you will appear, for example, one max ammo, one computer, one insta-kill, one double point, one war machine. Máquina de guerra. Yes, war machine. One, and so on, so on. So these are like the bubblegums that are created by the use of the Divinium. So let's continue. Pablo, Pablito, Pablon, Marinos. Marinos, Marinos. He grew up a diary about the existence of these events. I don't know why, and I don't know how she survived, but okay. And as you can see, and as I said, this Divinium was, well, this element 150 was at the north of France, and the scientifics, Rick and Maxis, well, Rick, it's Richthofen, but it's like Richthofen, well, Richthofen and Maxis went to, well, dedicate to direct some excavations to get the element 115. In the middle of the process, they found graves of fallen Templars between the fight of the humans and the Apothecans. And if I'm sure, I'm not sure, but if I'm correct, in this case, this excavation, it's a map that you can play in Zombies 3, and I think in Zombies 1, or 101, no. This map is called Origins. No, then I will tell you about this later. The group get the divinium and build powerful weapons. For example, ray gun, the thunder gun, wonder waffle, the gun that freezes, and Mark II, Mark III, and so on, and so on. Like three. Well, another example is three giant robots. And you will say, "Hey, but at what time, where, in what map, I can see these three giant robots?" Don't care. Easy, my friend, my little zombie player. You can see one of the giant robots in the map. Well, in the introduction to the map of the Resin Garage. Almost in all the maps, they have like an introduction or like a screen that is. For example, in Kit Totem, there is like a screen, and Richtofen is like, "Hey, this is the group. I don't know what I will do this. I don't know why," and blah 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 blah. In the case of the Resin Rach, there's like a cartoon, and you will see one of the three big robots. You say, "Hey, but I want to see another robot." Okay, there is the map called Giant, the Giant. I think that there, or not, I think that in the Giant appears the another robot, another of the three giant robots, and the other one, I think that it's in Origins again, because if you play Origins, you will see that there are like a big places, and you will, if you look to the sky, you will see like a robot walking, and you can get into the robot, I think. I don't know, I'm not sure, and something like that. So abu-de-bu-de-bu. Well, they found the graves of the fallen Templars, and just like, okay, let's continue. And they find Tixi, they group, they get a minion, they build powerful weapons, and like I said, the three giant robots. And the consequence of working with this element creates cracks. I don't know how to say grietas, it's like cracks in space-time, which makes possible to the original Samantha contacts with the good matches. As I say at the beginning of this episode, I told, well, at the beginning, more or less, I told you that Samantha escaped from Agartha and tried to contact with a new Maxis. This is the part that Samantha gets with Maxis. And well, they were using the element 115, and they create some cracks. And Samantha's like, "This is my chance. I will take it, my friend." And she contacts with Maxis. Well, first with Maxis, and well. At the beginning, Maxis doesn't pay attention to Sam. I will call her Sam first because I like this name, Sam, and because Samantha is like larger, is like, I prefer Sam. And well, why Maxis don't pay attention to Sam? Well, because in this universe, Maxis doesn't have a daughter. But why? I don't know exactly why, but I got like the idea because, as I said, Maxis adopted Richtofen, so Maxis is like, "Hey, I have a son. I don't need anything else." And I think that that's the reason that Maxis doesn't have a daughter. So in this case, Maxis were like, "Who is this girl that is talking to me? And why?" And it's like, I'm just dreaming. I'm just getting some nightmares." But after several times and more and more and more, Maxis, non-toddy, Maxis obsesses with Sam, and he leaves Richtofen and all the group 933. The element corrupts Maxis, and to avoid that he transforms into a zombie, Richtofen takes out Maxis' brain and put it into a drone. Why? I don't know. How? I don't know. Where did Richtofen take that drone? I don't know. How the Richtofen transplant the brain? Because if you, I don't know, it's something like, because for example, in if you play a game that is like a zombie apocalypse, and like, okay, but how can you do this? How can you put a brain into a drone that, let's say, I don't know, brain is like, I don't know, like 20 inches, 20, 15 inches, I don't know, centimeters. And yeah, no, I don't know why this is so, okay. Yes, Max is getting contact with the element, and Richtofen say, hey, you will transform a zombie. I need to do this. I must get your brain to a drone. Well, continue. Let's continue. In this universe, the government finds out that the existence of the element 114, 15, 15, and they send another Takeo, another Dempsey, and another Nikolai. So, to investigate what is happening. When they arrived, they found all into destruction and chaos, because the rest of the graves that I told you in the before of the Templars gets in contact with the element 115, creating zombies. So here's the part that again only he like, oh, okay. This trio makes team with Richtofen, and they fight with zombies dressed of Templars. This is the map of Origins. Now, in the middle of the fight, Samantha wants help, and this new group decides to help her, creating a new group known as First. I want to tell you, this is the most important group of this story, because it there is the origin of the legendary warriors. This group is called the Primis. And I will say, why? Why is the most important group? Well, if you remember, you have good memory, in the first episode that I upload about the main story of this game, I told you that between the fight and the war of Apoticons and humans, there appear four legendary warriors that change and turn around the situation. These four legendary warriors are the Primis, Nikolai, Takeo, Dempsey, and Richtofen. And you will say, like, but how they travel to time? The next episode, you will know it. And first, also, I want to say that the universe, no, in this case, this map that is Origins, you will say, like, hey, but how can I prove that Samantha was talking to us, like to Richtofen and so on? Well, first, you have to buy the game, Zombies 3. Second, you have to buy, oh no, Origins is in the Zombie Chronicles. You have to buy Zombie Chronicles. Third, you have to play Origins. Why? Because in Origins, you will be playing like, la 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 la, kill the zombies, getting your rounds, la 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 la. But if you listen carefully, if you're playing, I don't know exactly what round, I have never played Origins, you will hear a voice that is like a girl, like, hey, please, I don't know the voice of Samantha. And Richtofen will say, like, who is she? And I remember that in this case, I don't know, this was something really awesome and something interesting to me, because how can I say it? In this case, they said, like, hey, Samantha was trying to find help, and the group of Primis say, like, hey, yes, we will help you. We will help her. But I saw a video that in Origins, if you play like Richtofen, you will hear a girl that, like, hey, please help me. And I think that it was Dempsey or Nicole, I don't know, that, let's say, like, it was Dempsey. Like, Dempsey said, like, who is that girl, or where does that voice come? And here comes something that is something interesting and something like wow to me, because Dempsey say, hey, who is that girl? Where this voice come from? And Richtofen say, she's Samantha. I know her. And I don't know sure if that this is true or not, but I remember that in this map, Richtofen knows Samantha, and it's like, how do you know it if she's not, if she doesn't exist in that universe? So he's like, Richtofen said, like, it's Samantha, I know her. I don't know exactly why this happened, but he's like, okay. So, in conclusion, in summary, in resume, we got the new universe, Universe 63. Maxis and Richtofen were good. Pablo Marino wrote a diary about the existence of Apoticons, targeted the element 100th of 10, and the scientists went to France. Maxis was. Well, Samantha was contacted with Maxis. Maxis obsessed with Sam, and if after well before Maxis corrupted his mind with the element, Richtofen cuts his brain and put it into a drone. Then the government saved the game. Another Nikolai Dempsey and Takio, and no, sorry. And then they create a new group called the Primis, and as usually, I will end this episode here. Finally, I could make it longer because, well, today is Sunday, and I don't know. Well, the previous episodes, I was really tired because I make it on Saturday at the morning, and I was really tired because always that I wrote this script, I was like, or sleeping, or I was tired, and I was like, I was falling asleep. And today that I finally sleep well, I don't feel tired. I was like, hey, I want to make it longer to remember the old times that I make episodes like 30 minutes or more. So I try to make it longer, and yeah, I will see if I can make the next episode longer again. So I hope you enjoyed this new episode. Thank you very much to the people that is listening to these episodes. For those that are old from this episode, you know that I well, this is not my best English. This is not the best English that you will hear because I'm from Mexico. Soy mexicano. Ajua. Ají. Tacos. And the I well I'm learning more English. As you can see, I have well I learned something in English and I can defend myself in the English language, but I want to learn more. So for those that are all in this podcast, thank you very much to continue listening these episodes. I don't know what did I told or what did I say, because I never thought that this podcast will be this. Because I was thinking like that, I think that it's gonna be just three or five people that will listen to this, and no, I don't exactly know or understand the platform that I upload my episodes, but it says that 155 people listen to these episodes, and you will say like, hey, this is not enough, but for me, there are a lot of people that are listening these episodes. They're listening this from another country, for example, Russia, German. So this is something that is new for me. It's like I have never expected this. And also for the new ones that are listening these episodes, thank you very much to give me a chance to well to hear me this, to listen to this, to my English, to my pronunciation, because as you can see, I'm not the best. And thank you very much at least to give me an opportunity to hear these episodes. And well, the next episode that we continue with the seventh, well, with the part number 7 of the main story, then I will talk about. Well, I think that finishing with the main story, I will talk about the maps. What we can do. Well, yes, I think that I will talk about the maps. Or I don't know, I could talk about with the map of the map, for example, what can you do in Origins, what can you do in the Giant, in Baroque, in the Resistance, and so on. Or also I can talk about the Easter eggs that you can do in all the maps. Well, not in all the maps, but in, well, yes, in all the maps, but I will divide this episode. So for example, the Easter egg that you can do in Kingdom of Totten, in the Rushing Rush, there the steps that you want, that you have to follow, and so on, so on, so on. I really hope you enjoyed this new episode. Thank you very much for those that are here from the first episode that I upload from Dark Souls 1. And also thank you very much for those that are listening this episode. Well, they are new in this channel, in this podcast, so I hope you enjoyed this new episode. Take care of the zombies, take Juggernaut, and see you the next round. Bye bye.